We continue to feature the excellent presenters at the Economic Club of Detroit. And by the way, today, no exception to the rule that the Econ Club, and go to econclub.org for information, always has some very spectacular speakers. In fact, today it's the president of Lee Hecht Harrison, and with the presiding officer, Meredith Krupik, the senior vice president for Michigan of Lee Hecht Harrison. We will welcome Ranjit D'Souza, the president of Lee Hecht Harrison, both to the Economic Club and right here to the Paul W. Smith Show. Good morning, Mr. D'Souza.
Good morning, Paul W. Thanks for having me on today.
It is always our pleasure, and especially under the headline topic that you'll be talking about that, let's face it, is on a lot of people's minds about robots and artificial intelligence and even losing jobs because of it. But your contention, if you will, is robots won't take your job, but they certainly will change it. Talk to us.
Absolutely. So it's not just all about the jobs, right? There's a lot in the press around people losing their jobs due to robots, artificial intelligence, machine learning. But what I'm going to be talking about is really, it's about skills. From an employer's point of view, 90% don't actually have all the skills they need to get the job done. And from an employee's, from the individual's point of view, getting reskilled is actually absolutely critical.
If we're not going to lose our job, but it's going to change, what about the honorable livelihoods today that will be replaced by a machine? A machine that can do the tasks at a higher rate of production, wider profit margins, and be really quicker to respond to the shifting business strategies.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Paul W. You know, a machine can do all of that, but what a machine can't do is it doesn't have creativity, it doesn't have empathy, it can't be thinking about the future, it can't be collaborating the way human beings do. And so whether you are working on the shop floor or, you know, at the executive level, you're going to have to adapt to the new world, but there is going to be a place for the human being to make a huge difference.
Well, I think we're all in agreement that change is coming to the workplace and to an extent rarely seen before in history. Really, I don't think I'm overstating it when I say that.
Absolutely. I think the last change for this was maybe 100, 150 years ago. But let's not forget, you know, if you go back to the late 1890s, nearly half of the population in the United States were farmers. And that isn't the case today. You've got about less than 3% of folks who live and work in farming. So, you know, we've seen changes like this before, and I think we can deal with this kind of change.
Not to mention the people that Detroit put out of business, those old buggy whip salespeople. But that's another story, another time. Now, with all of these changes happening around us, there are some trends, and in fact, you say, we've got Ranjit D'Souza, the president of Lee Hecht Harrison, speaking at our Economic Club of Detroit, and you can go to econclub.org, econclub.org for more information. But you talk about this confluence of trends, three in particular. Share a little bit of that with us.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, on the one hand, folks need to reskill, and this is about the individual reskilling, retooling for their careers, but also employers reskilling their workforce and thinking about that in, ahead of time. It's about speed of innovation. Speed of innovation is just amazing, and adapting to that speed of innovation is crucial for employers, and I think Detroit is a great case in point there. So those are a couple of the key trends that we are talking about.
Well, and I think what I sense from this, Ranjit D'Souza, is that the one who can be the most flexible, the race, if you will be won by those who can be the most flexible. That's as an employee and as a company.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's going to be less about, you know, losing your job, but how can you adapt to this new world? Yes, this will create a lot of anxiety, and it is the responsibility also of employers to ensure that they are helping their workforce retool and reskill.
All right. I hope you enjoy your visit today in Detroit. It's the Econ Club luncheon. We always speak to the movers and shakers that appear there. Ranjit D'Souza, president of Lee Hecht Harrison, will be that, in fact, today. Meredith Krupik, the presiding officer, senior vice president for Michigan of Lee Hecht Harrison. Go to econclub.org and get more information. Nice talking with you, Ranjit.
Thank you, Paul W.
As we continue on WJR.